Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
You're probably here today, if you're like anyone else that we've worked with, because you've been doing a lot of work on yourself. That's probably why you're here today, because you're doing a lot of work on yourself. Before we even get started, is it possible to acknowledge how hard you've been working on yourself? It feels like everyone we meet is working harder and harder and harder. And if you've been working harder on yourself, we just want to say thank you. And thank you for all the hard work that you're doing. I know that sometimes the healing journey can be a thankless job and no one can see your growth, but we see it. We witness it. We care deeply about that. And because you've been doing the coaching, and because you've been doing the therapy, because you've been doing the energy healing, because you've been doing the seminars, webinars, and books, and you've been doing a lot of work on yourself and you're here, if you still feel stuck, there's a good reason. And so today, let's talk about why you feel like you're doing all this nervous system work and staying stuck in old patterns. So that's what we're going to be diving into today. And so why does it feel like you're doing all the work and not getting the lasting sustainable results that you truly want in your life and your business? What do you think? What's your guess? Fear? What's your guess as to why you're not there yet? Overwhelming emotions, perhaps? Yes. What if I told you it was super simple? What if I told you on some level, is it possible that perhaps your nervous system doesn't know how to be safe at the next level, doesn't know how to be safe at the next level of vulnerability, doesn't know how to be safe at the next level of happiness or joy or abundance? And Lori just said, I just don't really believe it's true. Well, if I don't believe something's true, that also makes sense. And if we have disbelief, there's a lack of safety there also, which we can get into. It's either a lack of safety, doesn't feel safe enough, and or skill set, missing skill set. And so it's important to understand that when it comes to why you're not there, it's usually a lack of feeling safe enough and or a lack of skill set. And when you feel safe enough and you have the skill set, typically things start to happen in your life. And so for me, I didn't know all this when I first got started. So this is me when I was young in Hollywood. My first step at changing my life was leaving a toxic relationship and getting sober after losing my dream job. And I white knuckled it. I remember when I was like actively drinking alcohol and people told me to go to rehab. Rehab is for quitters. That was my thing. Whatever I do, I like to go all in on. And at the time I was going all in on drugs and alcohol, but I decided to white knuckle it. And I didn't know about nervous system. I didn't know about trauma. I didn't know about somatics. I didn't know about any of these things. And I started reading self-help books and doing talk therapy. And I had lots of knowledge, but not lots of change. I'm not against therapy, not against books. Those are beautiful things. But who here feels like you've ever like known what to do, but then didn't do it? You just had all this cognitive knowledge of like understanding, but no action. You know what I'm talking about? This doesn't get into the actual behavior, right? But you're like learning. And sometimes it's better to not learn because you don't even know this other stuff is possible. Once you start to learn and you realize things are possible and you're not doing it, it's like a whole different level of being hard on yourself, right? Then I discovered yoga and breath work. And what was cool about yoga and breath work for me was the physiological shift. Like I really felt different. When I would read books or do talk therapy, I had different thoughts that would last very short periods of time. When I started doing body work and breath work and yoga and somatics, I had a physiological shift. Does that make sense? But it was only for a short period of time. And what I didn't realize at the time was I was doing all this yoga and breath work to out breath work a toxic business partnership that I was in. So I would like have a dysregulating day all day and then do yoga and breath work in the morning and night to like shake it off basically. And I still love yoga and breath work very much. But when we talk about, we're going to talk about today, we're going to place it in proper context, right? I tried then to start up my first business, but it wasn't with the right business partner. And didn't take that into account. I was doing a lot of therapy on myself, but didn't know how to do relationship very well, didn't know how to do business partnership very well. And it failed before it took off, even though there's a t-shirt company called Love Yourself. We had the great Wayne Dyer in our t-shirts. We had Jennifer Aniston, Christina Aguilera. It was like the first hustle that I really ever had. And it was really sad that it came crashing down. And when it came crashing down, what did I decide to do? I'm unemployable at this point. So I decided I'm going to go all in. I decided to forget about therapy and yoga and breath work and went all in on coaching as I started my second business. And this is me with Tony Robbins, who's a dear friend in, I think, about 2010 or 11 or something like that. And I decided to just move forward. That was the thing. Before, it was about talking about it. It was about spiritualizing it. It was about breath work. It was about feeling it. I said, you know what? Just move it forward. Who's ever done this before? Where you're just like, get out of my way. I'm going to make it happen. Move. We got to move, right? And it worked for a period of time. It really did. But I was bypassing my body sensations, my feelings, and my negative thinking just to be able to move. And that was not really a great long-term strategy. Even though I created success initially, Oprah had me on Super Soul Sunday, which was an incredible honor. The great Louise Hay came to a talk of mine and offered me a book deal at Hay House. The problem was it cost me my health. Like I literally remember one time going to a health conference, but I was not healthy enough to go to a health conference because my lower back was out. And so there was a cost to massive action. Does that make sense? Right? There was a cost to massive action. And so it's not, we're not against it. We just want integrated action. So as Jenna and I started coaching people more, doing the work more, we started to realize that, you know what, like people are not achieving their goals. Gosh, I'm not even achieving my goals because there's stuff we've been through in the past that no one's talking about. And we really got into creating an integrated, holistic approach to coaching. This is me with Dr. Bessel van der Kolk, who's the author of The Body Keeps the Score. And what we started to put together for ourselves and our clients over 20,000 plus hours is that we're taking into account both high performance, mindset, emotions, somatics, and trauma or overwhelming experiences if you don't like that. And there's a holistic approach that we want to talk about. So it's not just one thing or the other. And one of the things that we've seen is, whether it's the coaching or therapy space, it's very siloed. Does that make sense? There's a lot of siloing happening. And you have to like catch up your coach with the trauma therapist. The trauma therapist doesn't really understand about business and all that doesn't really understand about breath work. And it's just kind of like, gets like this hodgepodge. And what we wanted to create was an integrated approach. And so my name is Mastin Kipp. I'm the co-creator of Functional Life Coaching. I have over 20,000 hours working with clients. We apply neuroscience and take an evidence-based approach to everything that we do. We do our best to be on the cutting edge. We have over 40,000 students who have gone through our programs. I have a best-selling book called Claim Your Power that gets bought all the time with The Body Keeps the Score and How to Do the Work with Dr. Nicole LaPera, the holistic psychologist. It was a genre-defining book, really bringing this idea of trauma-informed coaching to the general public in the mid-2010s. I was privileged to launch a number one podcast when we first came out, and it's gotten millions of downloads ever since. We've been blessed to travel the world and speak in front of thousands of people, lead retreats, go to the New York Stock Exchange. I've been able to speak at Wake Forest for my TEDx talk. Tom Bilyeu had me on Impact Theory. There's been a lot of beautiful things that have been able to happen. And recently, so pinch myself here, but the work has even been endorsed by Dr. Stephen Porges, who's the author of Polyvagal Theory. Dr. Porges says that Mastin Kipp skillfully unravels and demystifies the profound experiences associated with trauma, providing survivors with optimism and empowerment through a relatable narrative. Kipp seamlessly blends practical therapeutic techniques with the wisdom acquired through his own journey and his interactions with clients. The result is a practical framework that effectively separates the embodied experience of trauma from specific events and diagnostic labels, fostering positive outcomes for those on the healing on path to healing. I still doesn't feel like this is real, but it's just been an incredible journey from an 8x8 pool house when I was couch surfing to what's happening now. And so what I can tell you is when we first meet with them, with over 20,000 hours of doing the work, what we see with people is they've done a lot of work. They've done the retreats. They've done the seminars. They've done the therapy. They've done the biohacking. They've done the psychedelics. They've done the meditation. They've done the spiritual work. They've done the self-healing, but they still feel stuck. Is that accurate? I'm just kind of curious. Does that kind of accurately describe your experience? I'm curious. You're just like all this stuff and you still feel stuck, right? And so the question is, why? Well, we have to remember it's not your fault. So if you're stuck and you're not getting results, it's not happening fast enough, the reason may not be why you think. So let's ask a question and pop this in the chat or leave a comment on Facebook. How many modalities have you tried to use to change your life? I'll just sit here and wait. How many modalities have you used? 7? Not bad. Way too many, at least 5, 10, 20. Okay, so a lot. Okay, we meet a lot of people who meet a lot of modalities, okay? And then How much money have you spent on those modalities? I'm just curious. You can say a lot, or you can give a number, but leave a comment or pop it in the chat if you're with us here in VIP, right? How much money do you feel like you've invested? Too much. Yeah. 45, 45,000, $45, several hundred thousand. Okay. So there's a big, so what we see with people is there's a big investment of time and there's a big investment of money. And there's still this experience of feeling stuck. Okay. And so if that's the case, that's okay. My question for you is, I'd like you to be rigorously honest. How effective has it been? How stuck do you feel right now? And what I mean by that is maybe you did trauma work and it created more capacity for you to talk about your past, but hasn't really helped you move forward. Or maybe you've invested a lot in moving forward, but you feel stuck. How effective would you say? Because when we talk about doing different modalities, they can be very effective for specific things. But the coaching and therapy and spiritual space is so fragmented. For example, beautiful modality, somatic experiencing, right? Really helpful in getting in touch with your somatics, but doesn't really help with performance, right? Then we get like high performance coaching, which is great on strategy of what to do. But if your somatics aren't on board, then you kind of get stuck. Then we have parts work, whether it's internal family systems or gestalt, which is great helping understand multiplicity. But the problem is you just keep counting parts and maybe you unburden or heal, but then there is really no momentum in forward motion, especially in the context of trauma healing. The trauma healing modalities are not designed for performance, and the performance modalities are not designed for healing. And so when I talk about how effective has it been, what you'll probably tell me is, well, I got great strategies or I got great healing, but I'm either really solid on the past and the future isn't so set, or the future is like clear, but the past is holding me back. And I'm just kind of curious how it's been for you. So it's been life-changing, but hitting a plateau. Exactly. Very effective in healing my past. Moving forward has become effective when applying this work, which I love, Naomi. That's beautiful. So what we see is that there is a level of effectiveness, but there is no place where you can bring it all together. Does that make sense? There's no place to bring it all together. And so that's what we want to really dive into. And the question is also, what is nervous system work, by the way? What does that even mean? How would you define nervous system work? Am I stimulating my vagus nerve? Am I doing breath work? So many things can impact your nervous system. What does it even mean to do nervous system work? Okay. Well, here's what I can tell you. Okay. Nervous system work is not a specific modality. So many modalities can work with your nervous system. In fact, anything you do basically works with your nervous system because your nervous system controls your whole life. So when you're cooking food in the kitchen, you're engaging your nervous system. When you're talking to your therapist, you're engaging your nervous system. When you're at the gym, you're engaging your nervous system. So, like, everything engages your nervous system. It's like the word somatic, right? Like, I've been seeing like somatic breath work. Well, there is no such thing as non-somatic breath work. All breath work happens in the body, right? There's no such thing as somatic workouts. There's just workouts because we use the body. Somatic means of the body. When we talk about nervous system work here, okay, what we're talking about is building capacity in your nervous system for a bigger life. So here, when we talk about it, we're talking about building capacity, no different than if you're at the gym, strength training, trying to lift heavier weights. So what we're talking about here in context of nervous system work is not a necessarily specific modality. It is building more capacity. And what I can tell you is after 10 plus years of doing this, I discovered the hard way how to do nervous system work. And I'd like to save you all that time and money and learn the simple and easy way. Can I show you the hard way real quick? I want buy-in here. Engagement is important to me. Can I show you what I think the hard way looks like? If I can, just say yes in the chat or give me a comment and say yes. Can I show you? Do you mind? Okay. Yes? Okay, beautiful. So this is what I think the hard way looks like. It's just hodgepodge of shit everywhere, right? I'm gonna get overwhelmed. I'm gonna do meditation. I'm gonna do mindset, somatic coaching. I'm gonna do DBT, gratitude, inference, sauna, brain spotting, burned out, health coaching, yoga, overwhelmed, homeopathic, psychedelic, just throw in all of it at it and just hoping that something sticks. Does that look like, who here feels like this might be how it's been for you? I'm curious. Yes? Yeah, I see the smiles. Yeah, I see that. I see Claire's smile right there. Okay, yes, exactly. Okay. What we know is the hard way leads to paralysis, which means stuck. Okay, the hard way leads to stuckness. Okay, now here's the thing. People that we meet are either usually unaware and bypassing their emotions, or they're super aware and letting their emotions run the show. So the unaware people are like, change your thoughts, change your life. I don't have feelings. That doesn't matter. And the emotional people are like, I got to feel it to heal it. I got to feel it before I manifest it. The feeling is very important. And I don't have the feeling, so I can't take the action yet. And there are these two extremes. Who am I talking to right now? I'm curious. Who am I talking to? Okay. If you feel called out, it's out of pure love. Okay. That's why. All right. So there are lots of different approaches to nervous system approaches. And these aren't all of them, but there's lots, right? Gestalt, transactional analysis, NLP, neurolinguistic programming, ego state therapy, redecision, Jungian, Freudian, IFS, internal family systems, functional coaching, narrative therapy, somatic experiencing, psychoanalytic object relations theory, polyvagal informed approaches. There's so many different types of approaches, okay? But what they all deal with is important. I want to highlight this. All of them deal with inner conflict, meaning we have different parts of your nervous system with different agendas. Part of your nervous system wants to move. Part of your nervous system wants to hide. Part of your nervous system wants to go hug somebody. Part of your nervous system wants to go have a big future. Part of your nervous system can't get over the small past. Part of your nervous system doesn't know what to do about those two problems, right? So we have inner conflict. Who follows? Does this make sense?
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a five-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.